This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives gathered on the Capitol steps Friday to mark the second anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Mostly Democrats attended the commemoration, which had a moment of silence for the injured and fallen officers. And Democrats included former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The January 6th insurrection shook our republic to the core. For many in the Congress and across our country, the physical, psychological, and emotional scars are still raw.
The nation's legislative branch is again paralyzed, not by violence this time, but by a struggle among Republicans over who should lead them and the House itself as Speaker. The lower chamber of the U.S. Congress will try again Friday to end the stalemate over choosing a Speaker after 11 votes over 3 days have failed. The impasse has left the House unable to fully form and govern. A unilateral ceasefire in Ukraine declared by Russian President Vladimir Putin officially came into force on Friday, but the hours leading up to the truce saw renewed fighting, with Kyiv rejecting the move as a trick. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Kramatorsk's mayor said Russian shells hit the city close to the front line, while Russia said Ukraine shelled its military positions in the Luhansk, Donetsk, and Zaporizhia regions, despite its troops observing the ceasefire. Reuters could not immediately establish if there had been a lull in hostilities after the deadline. The 36-hour ceasefire, which coincides with Russian Orthodox Christmas in the region, was rejected by Kyiv as a trick, adding it had no intention of stopping fighting. Ukraine and Western allies have said the call is a ploy aimed at giving Moscow time to reinforce troops and equipment along the Eastern Front.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. This is VOA News. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency in Ethiopia says it has been getting increasing amounts of aid to the embattled northern Tigray and Afar regions, but the UN said access remains difficult in some area. Maya Misica reports from Addis Ababa.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Ethiopia says from mid-November through December, more than 3,000 trucks of food, health, and shelter aid were sent to Tigray region. In its latest report Thursday, the agency said in the last week of December alone, it assisted 368,000 people in Tigray with food aid, some of which was also sent by air. But the biweekly report said malnutrition rates were alarmingly high, despite the Ethiopian government allowing increasing amounts of aid to Tigray since a November peace deal. The UN report said some areas were still out of reach. Maya Misiker for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
China faces fears of more COVID as travel picks up. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
China's seeking to minimize the possibility of a major new outbreak during this month's Lunar New Year travel rush, following an end of most pandemic containment measures. The Transportation Ministry has called on travelers to reduce trips and gatherings, particularly if they involve elderly people, pregnant women, small children, and those with underlying conditions. Officials say people using public transport should wear masks and pay special attention to their health and personal hygiene. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Israel's new security cabinet has approved a series of punitive steps against the Palestinian leadership. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said on Friday that the moves were in retaliation for the Palestinians pushing the UN's highest judicial body to give its opinion on the Israeli occupation. The move underscores the hardline approach to the Palestinian that Israel's new ultra-nationalist government has promised at a time of rising violence in the occupied territories. American football player Damar Hamlin is talking after a breathing tube was removed overnight, and he made a video call with his teammates and coaches on Friday, the team said. The 24-year-old suffered cardiac arrest and collapsed after a tackle during the Buffalo Bills Monday night NFL game against the Cincinnati Bengals. He was resuscitated on the field before being hospitalized in critical condition at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.